morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek, and I am glad to be back with you here in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio. We've got a great show for you today. Let's kick things off with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, you've brought us to another day, and for that we're grateful. We thank you, Father, for giving us life. We thank you, Father, for the opportunities that you present to us each and every day. Father, we ask that you bless us and our families. Help us to be a light shining in the darkness. Wherever we go, may we be able to share your love with those around us. Father, we lift up our intentions. We lift up the needs of all of our coworkers, our family, our friends, anybody we run into throughout the day. Father, we ask you to protect the homeless. We ask you to watch over the homebound, heal all who are sick, help those who are struggling with loneliness or anxiety. Father, we ask that you work through us on the program today, speak through us, and open all of our minds and our hearts so that we may be receptive to your message. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, it is a dreary, rainy day. We'll talk more about that in the weather, but we're here to lift your spirits. I am Gary Zimek, back from the EWTN radio conference. I was there in Birmingham for the past few days. We'll talk a little bit about that on the show. Also coming up, we'll be joined by author Marge Fenelon. She has a new book out. Marge is a regular guest on the show, but she has a new book out called Forgiving Mother, A Marian Novena of Healing and Peace. We'll also be joined by author and speaker Danielle Bean, who will continue the discussion on her book, You're Worth It. Right now, by my side, my sidekick, the one and only Mr. Dave Parker. Brother Parker, it's been a while.
Yeah, welcome back, Gary. And how was it down there?
It was amazing. What a great opportunity to join together in Birmingham, Alabama. This was the EWTN Catholic Radio Conference, and all the affiliates, the EWTN affiliates, gather together. We meet with some of the folks from EWTN, just, you know, Dave, to get re-energized.
Absolutely.
And to remind us of why we do what we do.
Exactly. Kind of a homecoming as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love that feeling. And I saw some really good pictures posted by yourself and your daughter. Was it Elizabeth?
Elizabeth does a great job documenting things.
Awesome. Great job, Elizabeth.
She really did a good job on Facebook doing that.
Mary was there as well, and Eileen. The family was down there.
Everybody was there.
And I saw some pictures with Dr. Ray Guarendi.
Yeah, he and Father Larry Richards were the co-hosts of the convention. So they are about as funny of a comedy team as you could ever imagine. They are really good. They're really good.
But I still think of Dr. Ray Guarendi's joke. You know, I mean, this joke that he told, and then we played it as an encore.
He told it again, by the way.
Giuseppe. He's classic. Anyways, I'm glad you're back. Glad you had a safe time.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. A little bit of a whirlwind trip. Still tired. Still recovering. And you were away for the weekend
as
well?
Yes. My wife Barb and I and the two dogs, Jeter and Jackson, went down to visit our son Ryan.
Oh, the dogs went too?
They go.
They always go on the trips?
Yeah. If it's over a weekend, we take them.
Okay.
Otherwise, we'll kennel them.
Right.
Or find a doggy sitter. Anyway, so we went down to see our son Ryan, who's in the Army, stationed at Fort Meade, and his kids, Maddie and Liam, had a great whirlwind weekend. And it was good.
And now we're here to rest up.
Yes. We're back.
Hey, Dave, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't mention this. Of course, over the weekend was Veterans Day. You are a veteran. And I want to give you a chance to talk a little bit about, I know this is a subject near and dear to your part. I want you to talk a little bit, if you would, about the importance of our veterans and remembering them. But before I do that, I want to thank you for your service.
Thank you, Gary.
You know, we often minimize the role that you guys played. I mean,
Thank you.
We have a free country because of people like you.
Exactly. Well, thank you. And the generations, as you know, that went before us and that are going to be coming along, like my son Ryan, and other many, many others. You know, I mean, they believe in America, and some go in for a career, some go in for a tour, like a tour of 2 to 3 years, and maybe it's not for them, and they want to get out and use their other gifts they have. But they've served, you know. It's all about service. And one thing I did do, Because it was very cold back, you know, back here in the Northeast, you know, as you mentioned earlier before the show. I mean, you came back and wow, kind of got hit with a cold brick.
It was a shock.
But so what we did Saturday, come to find out, there was an event at Fort Belvoir, which is around the Beltway in D.C. Post exchange. Retired General Colin Powell, who was former Secretary of State, and before that he was the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, had a book signing. So, I mean, we're looking for something to do inside, and we went down. I mean, it was about like almost an hour trip around the Beltway. Beautiful blue sky, bright, but it was cold. So we found our way to Belvoir. Fort Belvoir, and we went in, and the line was tremendously long. So we kind of got in line and inched our way along, and then we basically bought some extra books from General Powell. I have some pictures I could show you. But it is Barbara, myself, Maddie, and Liam, and there's General Powell signing books and conversing. It was fun. I mean, it was a nice indoor thing to do. That was in the morning. Then later in the afternoon, we went to an indoor fitness center that has a huge swim area.
Okay.
And the kids like that because we do that we've done that in the past. So we went swimming Saturday night, you know, indoors.
Nice.
And came home yesterday. I went to Mass in St. Augustine's. I mean, we had a family weekend, so thank you. But the veterans piece, thanks for letting me share that. I mean, with Colin Powell, General Powell, I mean, the exemplary, you know, veteran and leader he is. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, just, and I saw a piece about General Mattis, who's currently, you know, serving in this administration. But I was so struck by this. He his Veterans Day, he went and walked in Section 60 in Arlington. And that is the most recent, newer section of where, you know, from 2003 in the war, our veterans are buried, and he went and prayed and talked and walked among the gravestones. And I mean, he was like, and they call him the warrior monk. I don't know if you were aware of that, but I mean, he very bright, very spiritual, but very tough. Mm-hmm. You know, Marine general and now Secretary of Defense. But it was so touching to see some pictures of him just walking there, and you know. He's so humble, I hear. Very humble.
I saw that as well, and apparently he wasn't looking for publicity. I forget where I saw it, but somebody posted a picture. They just happened to write.
I posted it. Maybe it was my post
maybe
or others.
It was.
But anyways, it was. So everyone, let's remember the veterans, of past, and many in our families, our faithful listeners.
That's right.
Have many in their going back generations may be of a military family. But thank you so much,
and Gary. Thank you to all our veterans who may be listening. Thank you for your service. We are grateful.
Yes.
Dave,
God bless America.
Let's do a quick look at the weather at Philadelphia International Airport at the moment. It's a chilly 39 degrees with under rainy skies, light rain at the moment. Today we're going to have periods of rain mainly before 10 a.m. with a high near 46. Tonight partly cloudy, low around 37. And then Tuesday mostly sunny with a high near 51. At the present time in Malvern it's 35. In Quakertown it's 34. And right here in Doylestown it is 35 degrees.
All right.
You mentioned, Dave, and
yes.
I want to point this out. I did not read this on the weather report, but there was an advisory for parts of the northern regions.
Yes. Lehigh Valley going north into the Poconos. And I don't know if it's still up there, but it was up until about, I guess it was 5:30
a.m. Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, they took it down for our region because I guess we're in the warm side of this front.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, yay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
But
well,
it was pretty close. I noticed in my car as I was driving up, it was varying between about 36 and 38 degrees or so, but didn't want it to get much colder than that.
I was going to say, you said it's currently 35 in Doylestown?
Yeah.
Well, just drop that by 3 to 4 degrees, and guess what? We're getting ice, so
that's
I mean, we're blessed. And so, but be careful, it's still slick out there.
That's right.
All right.
That's right. All right, Dave, let's take a look at the gospel today.
All right.
The gospel comes from Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 6. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the one through whom they occur. It would be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck, and he be thrown into the sea, than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he wrongs you seven times in one day and returns to you seven times saying, I am sorry, you should forgive him. And the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. The Lord replied, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Dave, there's a lot going on in this gospel. This is one of these gospels where I'm trying to keep up with Jesus here, and he's saying this, that, and it's like, oh, wait, let me process this. But what he's saying to his disciples, and of course we are his disciples.
Yes, we are.
Things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the one through whom they occur.
Yes.
In other words, don't let your sin be a bad example for others, because we're going to have to account for that.
Oh, absolutely. And well, it happens. It happens to me. It happens to everyone. But and wow, when it happens, I mean, it's also very humbling, and we have to deal with it. I know, with humility, but face it. You know, if we've wronged anybody or. Then we have to go to our brother or sister, and then as the gospel says, and I mean, and if once we repent and kind of fall on their mercy, and then they are to forgive us. But I mean, we have to do that many times in our lives,
right? And we certainly, especially those of us who are parents, we want to set a good example for our children, especially when it comes to forgiveness.
Yeah.
We need to show our children and those around us that we're willing to forgive, because if we set a bad example. And they say, or somebody who maybe is a marginal Catholic or maybe has fallen away completely says, well, wait a minute, Dave Parker didn't forgive that guy at work.
Yeah,
it's okay for me. And he's a Catholic. He's a good guy. He goes to Mass each week. Then, therefore, it's not necessary for me to forgive that person.
Absolutely. In that instance, Dave Parker would be a hypocrite, which I am. Sometimes I fall.
We
I lapse into
brother.
That. I
we
fall into being a hypocrite, and so if I've wronged anybody, I beg for your forgiveness.
And that's why Jesus reminds us all repeatedly these words, and every time you hear them, he's speaking them to you. You know, in the present moment. Also, the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith," which is a common question. We have, and the Lord says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can perform miracles. In other words, use the faith that you have.
Exactly.
That's his message to
us.
All right, when we come back, Marge Fenelon will join us, and we'll be talking about her new book. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for November 9th. Today we celebrate the dedication of St. John Lateran Basilica. If asked the name of the Pope's main church, you might be tempted to respond St. Peter's Basilica. Actually, it's the Basilica of St. John Lateran, the cathedral of the Diocese of Rome, where the Bishop of Rome presides. As such, this church is the spiritual home or mother church of all Roman Catholics. Today's feast recalls the original dedication of the Basilica in 324, when the Emperor Constantine donated land he had received from the wealthy Lateran family to the church. The first structure built there and its successors suffered fire, earthquake, and the ravages of war. Still, St. John Lateran remained the church where popes were consecrated until the 14th century, when the church building and the adjoining papal palace lay in ruins. The present structure was commissioned in 1646. One of Rome's four major basilicas and most imposing churches, St. John's has a towering facade crowned with 15 colossal statues of Christ, John the Baptist, John the Evangelist, and 12 doctors of the church. Beneath its high altar rests the remains of the small wooden table on which tradition says St. Peter celebrated Mass. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Do you want to have your business get noticed? Do you want to support and evangelize your faith? Underwriting Holy Spirit Radio is a great way to accomplish each of these. Holy Spirit Radio is a listener-supported nonprofit foundation. Join with other faith-filled businesses like yours. Business sponsorships start as low as $300 per month. Learn more at holyspiritradio.org. Call us at 215-345-1570 or email frank@holyspiritradio.org.
You're on Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Welcome back to Spirit of the Morning. That was Stronger. That's brand new by Mandisa. I'm Gary Zimek. Thank you so much for joining us today on the program. The time right now is 7:18. Marge Fenelon's a Catholic wife, mother, award-winning author and journalist. She's a blogger. She's a speaker. She is a regular guest on this program, as well as many other Catholic radio programs. You can find her online at margefenelon.com. She's here to discuss her brand new book from Servant. The name of the book is Forgiving Mother, a Marian Novena of Healing and Peace. Hey, Marge, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Gary. How are you?
I'm great. Glad to have you on the program again, Marge.
Oh, I'm so great. I'm just delighted to be here. You know I always love being on your show.
I know you do. The last time you got to be with us live when you were at the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa.
Oh, that was so much fun. Yeah, thank you again for inviting me.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Marge, love the new book. This is brand new. I think it just came out, correct?
Yes, it did. Technically, the publication date hasn't even occurred yet, but
whoa.
The release date has.
Whoa. Well, I was glad to get a copy in the mail, Forgiving Mother, a Marian Novena of Healing and Peace. Marge, you have written many books about the Blessed Mother. What was your motivation for writing this book?
My motivation was because I had been given such an amazing gift from our Blessed Mother that I knew I would have to share it at some point in my life. And that point came, and it was time to share it so that others could experience that gift as well, because she's waiting. She's got it right there in her hands. She's just waiting to give it to all of her children, anyone who asks.
Marge, you on the back of the book, it says there's a message. Do you want to be well? That's what Jesus asks the sick man at Bethesda. He asks us also, do you want to be well? And you state that many of us, while we think we want to be well, really want to be vindicated, excused, hidden, and even at times patronized. What exactly do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is to be, here's the thing, is to be healed, it requires work. It requires, and especially in the case of the situations in which I'm addressing in my book, Forgiving Mother. So this book is meant for anyone who has been wounded by someone somehow. Now, I look particularly at my situation with my own mother, but this could be applied to many different situations. So okay. Here's the thing, is to be made well, Gary, it requires work, and it also requires, just a number of things, looking back, acknowledging the past, acknowledging the present, looking toward the future. These are complicated things mm-hmm. to do, and it can be very frightening. And the thing is, you want to be vindicated. You don't want to admit that you've been made vulnerable. And so that's why I say, do you really want to be well? A lot of people say, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah,
that was bad,
yeah.
But I'm good. And
right.
But they don't want to go through what it takes to really be made well.
Marge, you reveal some deeply personal information about the relationship you had with your own mother. How difficult was that to reveal that?
It was very difficult.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It was. You know, it's kind of funny, Gary. It was very difficult, and yet not so difficult. Here's the reason why. I didn't really want to show so much of myself, so much of my past,
right.
Because it is. It's pretty tender stuff. But I knew that if I did not, the reader would not realize that, yep, she really knows what she's talking about.
Right.
And the other part of that is I needed the reader to be able to see part of themselves in me. So was it difficult? Yeah, lots of prayer, lots of checking and rechecking. My siblings were absolutely invaluable
wow.
to me
wow.
in encouraging me and just, saying, no, it's okay, you can do this. And
mm-hmm.
But really, how did I do it? Gary, it was just prayer over and over again. And what I really wanted was that anything I shared was just purposeful, perfectly perfect. That's a tongue tire. But
I agree.
Perfectly
it's early
purposeful.
March.
Say that 10 times fast.
Yeah.
But I wanted it not to be, I hear everybody look at me, this is so bad.
Right.
I wanted
right.
it to be, this is a very important point for you to know so that you yourself can begin to heal.
One of the difficulties that many people have with our Blessed Mother is they have trouble viewing her as a loving mother because they may have not had that loving relationship with their own mother. And I think that's a very common problem, and this book addresses that.
It's a very common problem, and that was another reason for writing the book, because I saw this again and again and again. People just, I would hear so many, repeatedly, I just don't get that Mary thing.
Right.
And often, sometimes it's just, under-catechized, but often it had a lot to do, if you talk with that person a little longer, you'll find out it had a lot to do with their relationship with their own mother.
Mm.
And so it was very necessary for me to bring that up in this book and help people to understand there's a difference there. She is a loving mother, and it's okay to love her. You're not going to be hurt by her the way you were hurt by your own mom.
Wow. Wow. And one of the blessings that we have is that Jesus gave us his very own mother to be our mother. So even if you didn't have that great relationship with your mom, here you go. Here's a mother who loves you with an unconditional love.
Oh, exactly. And that's really a great way to put it, because, you can ask a person, do you believe Jesus? Do you believe? And most people
right.
will say yes, unless they're atheist or of another faith. But for the most part, if you can't grasp Mary, if you can't grasp the Blessed Mother, you sure can grasp Christ, and he says it.
Wow.
You know, so the question is, do you believe him? If you believe him, then yes, she's a loving mother, and it's just going to take you some time to open your heart and move toward her.
We have about 3 minutes left, Marge, in this segment, but could you just give us a brief overview how the book works? You do say it's a Marian novena. Is the entire book a novena, or is it split up?
It's split up. So
right.
The first part, the larger of the two parts, is primarily, I would say it's spiritual guide, but then memoir. So it's a lot of looking back for myself so that the reader could understand that. So I'm going through, in that first part, a number of points that are very necessary to move toward healing. Then the second part is actually the novena. So 9 days, each day going a little bit deeper into the heart of our Blessed Mother, a little bit deeper into our own hearts to look for healing. And then at the end, that ninth day, is just complete surrender to our Lord and his mother saying, okay, I'm ready. Oh, please heal me. So it's, you know, and obviously it's not a magical spell, so
right.
to speak. It's not like, bam, 9 days, after 9 days, you're going to be completely well. But the point is that it's a process. So each, you know, you might pray that 9 days over and over again in a row. You might pray it now, go back to it in a few months. It might be 9 months of prayer, or maybe, hopefully, not 9 years, but it could be that way.
Marge, what is it about Mary in that she can heal these wounds? Is there something special about her that we can turn to her and ask to heal these wounds?
Because she loves us so much, and she knows us. She knows us better than we know ourselves. Because of her closeness to God, she knows us that well. That's what it is about Mary. Because she loves, that's it. I mean, period. Like, she loves.
Yeah,
that's what everything she's about, is loving her children. And she's completely devoted to her children, even when her children are not devoted to her.
And the beautiful thing about this is when we turn to her in this novena, which is essentially just 9 days of prayer, when we turn to the Blessed Mother and ask for her help, it's not us doing all the work. It's not me just trying to get over it and heal myself. She's helping us.
Absolutely. And that's really, Gary, that's really the only way, especially when you've been terribly wounded. You know, we can't heal ourselves.
Right, right. Right, and we forget that sometimes, don't we? We think we can do this.
Oh, we sure do.
Right?
And I was like that at times in my life.
Yeah.
I'm going to power through this. I'm going to be just
fine. Exactly.
Yeah, no, it didn't work.
Yeah, right. And I'm so glad you decided to write this book, because you are going to be able to help many people with this. Marge, if somebody wants to get a copy of it, is there a place that, what's the best place to get a copy of the book?
They can go to my website. I've got copies available right now.
Okay,
they
great.
Can also go to the publisher, Servant Books.
And I will have a link to your website, which is margefenelon.com, on our website, spiritinthemorning.com. Marge, I really want to thank you for writing the book and for once again joining us on the program.
Oh, Gary, thank you, and you are very welcome.
God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, you too.
All right, that was Marge Fenelon. When we come back, Danielle Bean's going to remind us that we are worth it. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. A powerful earthquake that struck the Iraq-Iran border region has killed more than 330 people in both countries. That casualty toll comes after Iran's state-run news agency raised the death toll on its side of the border to 328. Some 3,950 have been injured. Earlier, Iraq's Interior Ministry said 7 people were killed there and 321 injured in the Sunday night trembler. The U.S. Geological Survey said the magnitude 7.3 quake was centered outside the eastern Iraqi city of Halabja. Pope Francis spoke of the importance of conscience in a video message sent this weekend to a conference organized by the Italian bishops on Amoris Laetitia. The Holy Father warned against what he called egolatry, or the true worship of the ego. He said this perspective is not harmless, calling it a pollution that corrodes souls and confounds minds and hearts, producing false illusions. Speaking on conscience, the Pope said, quote, to the Christian falls the task of being vigilant so that this sort of tabernacle has no want of divine grace, which illuminates and strengthens married love and parental vision. And the U.S. bishops opened their Fall General Assembly last night with Mass in Baltimore's Basilica. The Mass was celebrated by Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Pietro Parolin, who is there to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the U.S. Bishops' Conference. On tap for the meeting today and tomorrow are discussions on liturgical translations in light of the Pope's new motu proprio, immigration, and a few committee elections, including the Committee on Religious Liberty. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
A quote from Blessed Henry Suso: perfect resignation is nothing else than a complete moral annihilation of thoughts and affections, when one renounces himself totally in God, that he may guide him as he wills and pleases, as if one no longer knew or cared for either himself or anything else except God. It is thus that the soul, so to speak, loses itself in God, not, indeed, as to its nature, but as to the appropriation of its powers.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Welcome back to Spirit of the Morning. That was Toby Mack. Steal my show. I'm Gary Zimek. The time right now is 7:35. Thanks for joining us on this rainy Monday morning. We're joined now by my next guest, Danielle Bean. She's a regular guest on the program. She's a speaker. She's an author. She is here to continue her discussion of her book From Dynamic Catholic. The name of the book is You're Worth It. Change the way you feel about yourself by discovering how Jesus feels about you. You can follow Danielle online at daniellebean.com. Hey, Danielle, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I am good. Danielle, I have to ask you a question, though. I see in this book, I don't know, Danielle, I don't know if I want to go here, you yelled at the Blessed Mother.
Well,
you have to tell me about this, Danielle.
Well, you know what? What I shared in the book here, and especially in that chapter that you're referencing on Mary, was, and I think it's an experience of frustration that we all can experience inside of our prayer lives, where I had prayed very specifically, especially through our Blessed Mother, for a particular job for my husband. Mm. And then when it all came through, everything was so great. It was all hearts and roses, and thank you, Mary, for answering my prayer. And then the whole thing blew up in our faces.
Wow.
It absolutely was not the place where my husband was meant to work. And it was, you know, I had to come to grips with the fact that it wasn't Mary who had answered my prayer in this specific way and then waited for it to all blow up in my face like some big joke on me.
Yeah.
It was, I had to readjust how I was feeling about how I was approaching prayer and how I was approaching my relationship with the Blessed Mother especially. I had a frustrated moment where I was angry with Mary, and I felt, I felt disillusioned, you know? And you remember that scripture passage, you duped me, Lord, and I allowed
you. Oh, I know that one well, Danielle.
And I think we've all experienced that in our prayer lives, but I think what we need to recognize in those moments is we are approaching prayer in the wrong way. It's not a gumball machine where you put your prayers in and you get your goodie prize out, the thing that you wanted. It's really about developing a relationship with our Lord through Our Lady. It's all about that relationship, and that's what God wants so very much for us.
You know, I'm kidding around about this, but I think it's actually, you know, I think it's really healthy that you were able to be so close to the Blessed Mother and open and honest with her that you did express your opinion. I've done it with Jesus many times. I've given him a hard time. I've said, Lord, come on, what are you doing to me? And but the beautiful thing about that, I mean, Danielle, you read the book of Psalms, and that message is echoed throughout the book of Psalms. We do that because we do have this personal relationship with our Lord and with our Blessed Mother. And I think they would encourage that, provided we're doing it for the right reason and we remain open-minded. As you said, this caused you to take a look at the way you were praying.
Absolutely. And I think you're so right that it's actually indicative of a healthy, prayerful relationship with our Lord or with Our Lady if you feel comfortable to express all of those emotions in the same way you would in a human relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean disrespectfully, but if you're feeling frustrated, our Lord wants you to bring that to Him. If you're angry, that's the best time to pray.
Yes.
That's the best time to connect with our Lord and really share those feelings and bring them to Him. He wants to participate in all of our joys and all of our sorrows and our frustrations and our disappointments. He wants to be right there with us, and He wants us to be giving Him every moment of our days, whether they're good or bad. And so having that kind of relationship with our Lord is what every one of us is built for.
Right. Now, Danielle, in the book, you highlight the fact that Jesus, while He was dying on the cross, gave us His Mother. I mean, what a great gift. And you think about it, He's dying on the cross. He's in great agony, great pain, and He's able to get those words out to say, "Behold your Mother." Of course, He says them to the beloved disciple, who is commonly thought to be John, but the Church has always interpreted this to be His gift, our Lord's gift to us, of the Blessed Mother. Do you think sometimes women have a difficult time relating to Mary because she is so perfect?
Yeah. I think it's absolutely an obstacle for many women, and maybe at different times in your life where you're really struggling.
Yeah.
Thinking about Mary in her perfection might not be inspiring. It might be very, very discouraging sometimes, thinking, here I am in my own mess and sometimes of our own making, and we know all of our weaknesses and failures, and then to look to Mary in her motherly feminine perfection, that feels like an impossible standard that we're holding ourselves up to. But what I encourage women to recognize is the fact that Mary is our mother, our loving mother. And like you said, Jesus gave us that beautiful mm-hmm. gift. The most precious thing he had here on earth was his mom, with Mary, this beautiful relationship he had with his mother. And he longed to give us that gift. And in his dying moments, as he was pouring out every bit of himself out of love for us, part of what he wanted to give us was that beautiful gift. And so Mary, as mother of all human beings, of mother of all the earth and all of heaven, she knows sin and mess and failure and human weakness and suffering. She knows it inside and out. And for those of you who are mothers or are fathers, you can know the pain that you experience when your children are hurting, especially through their own bad choices. You know, when you see your child making their own bad choices and suffering as a result of it, you know how your heart goes out to that child and how you love them even more inside of that weakness and want to help them. I think it's important to remember that Mary has that kind of motherly love for each of us, even inside of our weaknesses and failings.
And let's talk about that a little bit, the role of a mother. Mothers do play a special role in families, and especially as you mentioned in the book, mothers can be intercessors. And Mary, in her perfection, is going to do it much better than any mother on earth can do, correct?
Absolutely. You know, like my kids know to come to me when they want something from their dad. They know that mm-hmm. I'll know how to ask for it. And Mary does that in an even more perfect and beautiful way in bringing our desires and our wants and our longings and our pains and our hopes and our dreams, bringing those to Jesus, her son, who wants nothing more than to please her. He loves her so much. And so she's a beautiful intercessor for us in that way, that she's the perfect person. Not that we can't talk directly to Jesus,
right,
but we can't talk directly to God, but it's a beautiful way, and he's very receptive to the things that she will bring to his attention, in that same way she did at the wedding at Cana, where she just very gently nudged her son, telling her that these people had this need, and he responded to it, not just filling the jars of water with wine instead, but with choice wine, with beautiful, you know, high-quality wine. So he pours out those kinds of blessings in abundance when we ask for things through his mother.
How important is it to be vulnerable in our relationship with the Blessed Mother?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is such a beautiful gift that we have in our relationships with our earthly mothers, if you're blessed to have a good relationship with your earthly mother, a place where you can be vulnerable, where you can be yourself, and you can admit weakness, and you can allow yourself to be nurtured in that way. And, you know, in our culture, there's a lot that tells us we need to be tough, and we need to put on a brave face, we need to be strong and put on a smile, no matter how you're feeling on the inside. But a relationship with a good mother, and Our Lady is the perfect mother, is a place where you can be vulnerable, and you can let your mother heal you and nurture you and fill you up in places where you're lacking. And so it's so important to learn to trust inside of your relationship with Our Lady. Trust that you can be yourself and you can let yourself be vulnerable in that way. It's a beautiful way to allow that relationship to grow.
You know, Danielle, and not doing that, not allowing yourself to be vulnerable, reminds me of going to the doctor, having a pain, and say, well, I'm fine, nothing's wrong with me. But if you don't tell the doctor what's wrong with you, you're never going to be healed.
Absolutely, absolutely. You've got to show your wounds to the doctor for him to allow him to do that healing work. And the same is true with our spiritual wounds and our emotional wounds and those things that make us feel weak and vulnerable.
Ultimately, Mary is here to bring us to Jesus, correct? She's not trying to keep us for ourselves. So if we want to get closer, for herself, I'm sorry. If we want to get closer to Jesus, Mary is the perfect person to allow that to happen, isn't she?
Absolutely, and it's the way that he prefers that we approach him, because he gave us his mom, that beautiful gift that you mentioned, as he's dying on the cross. He gave us that gift, and he wants us to begin there, begin in that relationship. And just remember those words that she spoke at the wedding at Cana, where he performed that amazing miracle, where she said, do whatever he tells you. That everything that we bring to Our Lady, she's going to turn it into something beautiful that we can bring to our Lord. So it's a wonderful way to approach Jesus. People who don't even know how to begin a life of prayer, Mary's a perfect place to begin. Ask her to help you to approach her son. Ask her to help you grow in your relationship and grow in your love and knowledge of her son. She won't fail to do that. That's her role.
And as you mentioned, the Lord wants us to do this. I believe that it's no accident that Jesus performed his first miracle at the request of his mother.
Absolutely. Absolutely not. And it's no, you know, it, even inside of that gospel passage, you see where he speaks to her and calls her woman,
yeah.
And, you know, not in a disrespectful mm-hmm. way. It can be easy to see it that way through modern eyes and modern ears. But what he was doing was he was calling attention to her motherly role, her feminine role, that she was playing that part to perfection inside of that moment. And there's a real lesson to all of us, especially women there, to see what kind of a role we're really made to play inside of our human relationships. It's a beautiful privilege to play that role inside of our family relationships, and it's a privilege to participate in it in a divine way with Our Lady bringing us to Jesus.
Amen. Danielle Bean, the book is You're Worth It from Beacon Publishing. Danielle, remind us where we can find you online.
You can find me at daniellebean.com or subscribe to Catholic Digest at catholicdigest.com.
All right. Very good. Danielle, I really appreciate you spending time with us today. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Gary. God bless you.
God bless you as well. That was Danielle Bean. The book is You're Worth It. Boy, mm-hmm. Dave, that was a... You know what's
yes.
pretty funny? I didn't pick both of these guests.
I was just going to say that.
To talk about the same thing. This
wow.
was really...
The Holy
know,
Spirit at work.
I scheduled them before I knew exactly what each one was going to be talking
yeah.
about, but...
I was going to say, yeah,
I
precisely.
Know.
Oh, great. I mean, how can I say it? But the undercurrent or the theme of our mother
wow.
Wants us all to be healed.
That's right.
But it was written, you know, if our earthly mothers were not the greatest, you know, and we were hurt, we can, and our heavenly mother will help us heal.
That's right. Turn to your blessed mother
wow.
today, and she's going to lead you right to Jesus. Stay tuned when we come back. Be Not Afraid Bible Verse.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area, and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. When Kathleen Hattrup first got to know her husband, who is an artist and painter, she marveled at how he seemed to get so many elements wrong as he started a picture. But after a while, she discovered that those seemingly false additions had a purpose. That lesson gave Kathleen some spiritual insight that she conveyed to her 5-year-old daughter, who also has artistic tendencies. As she recalled on the website Alatea, Kathleen told the girl that the Holy Spirit is like an artist. He's living in your soul, she said, and he's making it look like Jesus. And if you ever do something that isn't like Jesus, it's like coloring in the wrong spot. But the Holy Spirit comes along and erases it. And if he can't get it all erased, then he uses the stain and makes it become part of his picture. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Need a lift? Gary's got you. The uplifting way to get through the day. Gary Zimak on Spirit in the Morning.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its sky may turn to gray. I don't worry or the future, for I know what Jesus said, and a day him for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but
welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That was The Isaacs. The name of the song is I Know Who Holds Tomorrow. A little bluegrass for you on this Monday. It's the perfect lead-in for this Be Not Afraid Bible verse. I know who holds tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know that the Lord is in charge and he holds my hand. Let's look at the Be Not Afraid Bible verse for today. It comes from Matthew 17:7. But Jesus came and he touched them, saying, "Rise and have no fear." These are the words of Jesus to his disciples, Peter, James, and John, at the Transfiguration. They were afraid. And on the mountain, they got a glimpse of Jesus, Dave, in his heavenly glory. What he's going to. In other words, they got a glimpse of heaven.
Yes, they did.
Peter especially said, "Hey, Lord, let's stay here." He didn't want to go back down from
the
mountain.
Yeah, let's build a tent, or let's pitch our tents here. Yeah,
and Jesus said, "Rise, be not afraid, get up, and let's go down the mountain." And of course, he told them as they were descending, "I'm going to have to be put to death." Before they went up on the mountain, Jesus said, "If you want to be my follower, you have to deny yourself, pick up your cross daily, and follow me." Two pieces of difficult information.
Absolutely.
And he gave them that vision of him in heaven to really boost their spirits. But Dave, every day we are forced, we are called by the Lord to go out into the world, mm-hmm. which often is a dark place, maybe filled mm-hmm. with suffering. Maybe you're suffering right now. Maybe you have a lot of difficulties that you're encountering. But the important thing mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. the Lord's with you.
Yes.
He wants you to be in the world. He wants us all to be out in the world, even though it involves suffering. But he wants us to remember that he is with us, and there he's our source of comfort.
Mm-hmm. What it made me think of, Gear, I get Sunday Mass or daily Mass.
Yeah.
We go and we are exposed to that, going up the mountain and getting through the Eucharist, getting that little bit of heaven and the promises
right.
to come. And but then we are told go out into the world. You know,
yeah.
I mean, go back
yeah.
down the mountain.
Yeah.
And you're not, you know, and take care of things, but know that I am with you. Do not fear. I will equip you to, you know, handle whatever it is until such time as it is our time to go meet him. But I mean, we go up at the Eucharist at Mass, you know, in a way we go up our own mountain.
That's right.
But we take from that the strength. So that's you know, that I mean, that's why I try to go to Mass as many times as I can, because I need the strength in this world. Because, I mean, if I make faux pas or whatever, or someone wrongs me, I mean, we need it to get along.
That's
I mean,
right.
to just get through life. And we're promised this.
And at the end of Mass, as you said, we are sent forth out into the world to bring Jesus to those maybe who don't go to Mass, maybe
exactly.
who don't know him.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the tricky thing, but we get that fortification, if you will.
Yeah, exactly.
Primarily from the Eucharist. What a great blessing it is to be able to go to daily Mass. I know not everybody can do it, but it mm-hmm. has made a huge difference in my life.
Yes, but I mean, the story of the Transfiguration, no one wanted to come down the mountain
and
get back into the mess, but yeah. we're called to do that.
That's right.
But
that's
it's
right.
how we go about that, you know,
that's
and
right.
deal with that in our lives.
And we're never alone. The Lord
exactly.
is always with us. Dave, you wanted to mention quickly about... There's a special dinner coming up
yes.
this Sunday night.
Yeah, it's an annual dinner. It's the hosted and put on by the Pro-Life Union of Greater Philadelphia. They've hosted for the last, since 82, Stand Up for Life Dinner since 1982. And again, every year, I mean, the station goes. I mean, we have a good number of folks. We have a table. And I know many parishes are going. St. Francis Cabrini, the pro-life, you know, committee. And there are people going from our parish, as many, if not all, parishes in the Archdiocese, but maybe others, you know, other mm-hmm. outside the Archdiocese. It's a beautiful event.
It really is.
Very inspiring.
With a great turnout. And
exactly.
if you're going to be attending with your parish or with your organization, make sure you look for Dave Parker and myself. We are going to be there at the Holy Spirit Radio Table.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, I've been so blessed to attend the last couple of years. And, so hopefully if you're listening, you may go there. Yeah, and look us up, and we'd be glad to talk with you and all that. Right, Gare?
Yes, and if you are somebody who feels like you are alone with your pro-life beliefs, you go to a dinner like this and you realize you are not alone, right?
You come out pumped.
Yeah, and we need that, Dave. Again,
absolutely.
You know, you talk about that transfiguration experience. We need to be re-energized by events like this
exactly.
and the March for Life. When you go to these events, you
mm-hmm.
get energized.
Yeah.
And then you go out into the world, which you can often encounter opposition, especially
much opposition
you are pro-life.
Absolutely. And again, as Gary said, it's so uplifting because you see... I mean, you just see the sea of people who are pro-life and who love the Lord and are pro-life. It's so uplifting. And my understanding that the movement across the country, across the world,
mm-hmm.
is gaining momentum. The tide is turning.
Yeah, that's everything.
So we need
what I hear.
We need you to come out, folks, if you can, to go to this dinner, but be active in your parishes and in your daily lives, you know.
Absolutely.
Stand up for life.
Absolutely. Well, Dave, we are yes. just about at the end of the program.
Yeah. Yeah, Gare.
And it's time for us. Here you go. Here's another example to leave the comfort and security of this studio
yeah.
and go out into the rain.
And this world. Yeah, absolutely, Gare.
But we're going to do
drive
that.
Carefully.
And we want to thank you for joining
yes.
us on Spirit in the Morning. Remember that wherever you go today, whatever problem you face, whatever you do, whoever you encounter, the Lord is with you. Make sure you tell him hi. And then he'll give you the strength that you need. This is Gary Zimak on behalf of Dave Parker and everyone at Holy Spirit Radio saying have a great day. God bless you.
God bless.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating